Podcast 74, Sermon for Christmas Day, 25th of December 2020. Jesus was a refugee. The gospel for this podcast is Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 23. Now today we're talking about part of the Christmas story that doesn't get much airtime, the flight of the Holy Family as refugees to Egypt. A refugee is someone who has been forced to flee his or her country because of persecution, war, or violence. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNRWA, estimates there are 25.4 million refugees in the world, and half of these are under the age of 18. In other words, approximately six times the population of New Zealand is currently homeless and stateless in the world today. One person is forcibly displaced from their home every 2 seconds somewhere in the world. As a specific example, the nation of Jordan has been profoundly affected by the Syrian conflict. Jordan has taken in 1.4 million refugees from the Syrian conflict into its country. The total population of Jordan, including refugees, is roughly 10 million people. Jordan is one of the countries most affected by the Syria crisis, so about 14% of its population are Syrian refugees. The majority of Syrian refugees in Jordan, not surprisingly, live in urban areas and in poverty, with over 80% living below the poverty line. 51% of refugees living in Jordan are children. So imagine being forced from your home because of a threat or open war or persecution, leaving everything you own behind, having to travel to a foreign country where the language and customs are strange, living in a tent city which relies on relief agencies for continuing food and shelter. This is the experience of many people in the world today. The Rohingya people in Bangladesh, the Yemeni people displaced by the current conflict, those caught up in the conflict in the Sudan. In today's gospel reading, we are told of the escape to Egypt of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They are warned by an angel in a dream to flee, and they are obedient to that warning, which is just as well, because Herod massacres all the babies under two in Bethlehem shortly after. So at the very beginning of his life on earth, Jesus is a refugee. His family leaves behind Bethlehem and most of their belongings. With what they can carry on their backs and a donkey, they make their way across the Sinai Desert to a foreign land. But if we think about what's happened, we can see God's hand at work even in this. The three wise men have visited and left their precious gifts with the family, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So now the family have to flee to Egypt. They have the resources, gold, which can be used to sustain them on their journey. Excuse me. And while they live in Egypt, enough money to set up a carpenter's shop for Joseph so he can work and support his family. Even while they are refugees, God has provided for their needs. Then they receive another direction from God by a dream. Their time in exile is over and they are to return to Israel. But God doesn't give them explicit instructions, i.e. return and live in such and such a town or city or village. Surely the best place for the Messiah to be raised would be somewhere close to or even in Jerusalem, close to the temple, the heart of the Jewish faith, close to all the rabbis and teachers, able to receive the very best in the faith and instruction from respected rabbis in the land. But this is not how it works out. Again, guided by God in a dream, and by his own fears of one of Herod's sons, Joseph relocates instead to Nazareth, an obscure village in the rural backwater of Galilee. In terms of possible threat to Jesus, this is a wise move. Archelaus, the son of Herod the Great, appointed to rule Judea after Herod's death, is a real example of a bad egg. Archelaus came to be ruler of Judea at the age of 18 years old, but he had the same violent streak as his father, Herod the Great. An example of this was when he called out his troops against a riot in Jerusalem the day before the Passover festival. The troops got out of control and went into the temple courts and massacred 3,000 people while attempting to control the riot. Archelaus reigned over Judea for about 10 years, but eventually his bad decisions got so bad that he was brought before Caesar Augustus. Caesar stripped Archelaus of his title and exiled him to Gaul, the place we now know as France, for the rest of his life. So the Holy Family returned from Egypt to Nazareth, where Jesus grows up. The ruler of Galilee, Herod Antipas, is something less of a risk to the family than Archelaus, and Galilee is a much quieter province to live in. Here, Jesus can grow up in relative peace and quiet until his ministry begins. There are several points we can take from this part of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph's life. Firstly, mainly by dreams given to Joseph, God was guiding and leading the family through every step. God didn't just give Jesus to Mary and Joseph and then leave them to it. His care and support extended to every move they made, from Bethlehem to Egypt and then back to Nazareth. God is interested in our lives, the decisions we make, both big and small. Pray to him for guidance, and he will help you to be wise and make good choices. And secondly, let's not forget refugees, including those who come to New Zealand and Hamilton. Jesus was a refugee in the early years of his life. My daughter Rebecca was a volunteer who worked with Red Cross to help refugees who settled in Hamilton get the necessary basics of life together and get things sorted for ordinary living, finding a doctor, applying for government assistance, and so on. Let's be part of that. Let's find ways to give practical help to those who have had to leave everything behind and journey to a far country.